Sam Melia, Free Speech and the First Amendment. By Jon Snow, ESQ. There are several observations that must be made regarding an article published in issue May 6 of American Free Press detailing the plight of British nationalist activist Sam Melia and his Orwellian speech trial that occurred in England earlier this year. In the article, AFP's associate editor John Friend discussed the benign stickers that Melia created, stickers which ultimately led to his prosecution and absurd conviction. The messages on the stickers included, "It's okay to be white, love your nation," and "White Lives Matters," among other harmless slogans. Less than 18% of Melia's stickers even mentioned racial issues. The majority of the stickers discussed mass immigration, COVID-19 lockdowns, health and fitness and other current events. I would like to expand upon Friend's excellent article because I traveled to England for a week and sat in on most of Melia's trial. This was important because freedom of speech and freedom to discuss truth is under assault in the US, as it is in England and much of Europe. Despite having the oldest unwritten constitution in the world, I wanted to travel to England to witness firsthand how a liberal democracy stifles dissent and truth-telling while simultaneously claiming to be defending freedom and tolerance. American and English tradition. The US is a common law country. Our legal system and legal principles are derived from England. When the first Americans arrived in the New World, they brought English justice with them. The King's Colors flag was prominently displayed during the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Many of the arguments that were raised defending independence were the failures of the Crown to extend rights and freedoms that Englishmen enjoyed in England to her loyal subjects in the colonies. Despite being loyal Englishmen, our founders felt they were not being treated as such. Over 200 years after the American Revolution, Englishmen in England are being denied their God-given rights as Englishmen. Legal protections that were enshrined in English common law for centuries have been stripped from basic criminal procedure. I was in horror when Melia's barrister, lawyer, was prevented from asking jurors basic questions as to their biases and their ability to be fair and impartial. The jury was rounded up in a matter of an afternoon from a prior trial. The judge instructed the jury that they could not serve if they had ever heard of the defendant or his wife or if they ever heard of their private business, a successful tea company. Incredibly, there is no jury selection process in England. I wonder how many of Sam's jurors were BLM supporters, communists or otherwise far-left activists or sympathizers. We will never know because Sam's lawyer was prevented from asking them any questions. Additionally, prejudicial evidence was admitted. That's right, there is no way to object to evidence. There are no preliminary motions and arguments discussing what evidence will be presented at trial. And so, the prosecution used prejudicial statements out of context and irrelevant information outside the scope of the charges. Furthermore, a unanimous jury is not needed to convict. Only 10 of the 12 were needed. Basic First Amendment law. Many Americans claim they know what the First Amendment is and what it means. Many people correctly assert that the First Amendment to the Constitution protects free speech. But who or what does it protect free speech from? What are the limits, if any, to free speech? Why do some US politicians and Western governments who claim to support freedom and democracy wish to silence debate and discussion on certain topics and issues? Most countries in Western Europe have laws regulating speech and regularly arrest and jail their citizens for speech despite claiming to be free democratic countries. Additionally, these draconian laws even result in arrests for speech based on truth and fact. The First Amendment. The First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution reads, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances." The federal government and individual states cannot make a law abridging speech. In 1925, the Supreme Court held in Gitlow v. New York that freedom of speech is among the personal rights and liberties protected by the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment and cannot be curtailed by the states. Again, the Supreme Court underscored the First Amendment's application to the states in Roth v. United States in 1957. It has been generally held that profane, libelous, and fighting words are not protected, as ruled in Chaplain Sky v. New Hampshire in 1942. In this case, the court weighed the social value of speech and discussed whether such speech was truthful. The court defined fighting words as those words by which their immediate utterance will directly inflict injury or incite an immediate breach of peace. However, the court has since significantly limited the scope of Chaplain Sky to allow more speech. In recent years, the court has invalidated laws restricting speech where the government makes a distinction between content-based or content-neutral speech and differentiates between classes of speech, as for example in RA v. City of St. Paul in 1992. The court struck down a city ordinance which prohibited arousing anger, alarm, or resentment in others based upon race, color, creed, religion, or gender. In the 2011 case of Snyder v. Phelps, the court held that protesters holding picket signs and protesting at military funerals questioning the U.S. military support of homosexuality were protected despite the offensive wording of the signs. In this landmark case, the court further held that the court is obliged to protect hurtful speech on public issues to ensure that public debate is not stifled. Additionally, any civil claims for infliction of emotional distress are barred. So-called hate speech is protected speech. The Supreme Court has held time and time again that there is no such thing as a heckler's veto. This means that speech is protected even if the listener takes offense and has a violent reaction. In the landmark 1977 case of Village of Skokie v. National Socialist Party, the court held that no one is forced to listen to speech they disagree with, and a hostile audience is not a basis for restraining First Amendment activity. In the 2021 case of Monoy Area School District v. BL, the court held that a student could not be suspended for posting an online profane message regarding her treatment by her cheerleading coach. Additionally, courts have struck down vague and overbroad laws prohibiting speech. Furthermore, the government cannot enact laws seen as a prior restraint of speech, absent of exceptional circumstances. Prior restraint is the prohibition of speech from entering the marketplace of ideas. Practical effect of case. Despite claiming to be a free liberal democracy, the UK regularly arrests and imprisons people for espousing politically incorrect ideas. Unfortunately, Melia's case moves advocates of the truth into dangerous territory. Despite Melia's stickers being legal and entirely truthful, the Crown convicted the courageous British activist on a thought crime. Melia allegedly intended legal, lawful, and truthful stickers to stir up racial hatred. Therefore, telling the truth and holding a legal opinion in England will be punished if the government doesn't approve of the message. It cannot be underscored how dangerous a precedent this sets. In the US, there are no doubt many who would be happy to give the government power to charge people for politically incorrect ideas. Leftists have been pushing how far they can stifle speech. Their frequent tactic is the heckler's veto. Governments have used existing litter laws or graffiti laws to punish right-wing dissidents to try to circumvent the First Amendment issue. All of these underhanded tactics must be aggressively challenged in the courts. Conclusion. Melia was convicted of a thought crime for posting legal stickers, and after a multi-year investigation, his show trial was performed where his lawyer couldn't object to evidence and was given a hostile jury that was allowed to hear information not relevant to the case at hand. If he was charged in Russia, his case would have made CNN or Fox News. That is the very definition of hypocrisy, and every reader of this paper has a duty to push back against it. You can give a copy of this article to your U.S. senators and congressmen and ask them to contact U.S. Ambassador to the UK Jane D. Hartley. The U.S. government must hold the UK government accountable for allowing its citizens to be jailed for simply voicing truthful opinions. Secondly, you can defend truth in the U.S. courts by donating to Free Expression Foundation. Visit them online at www.freeexpressionfoundation.org for more information.